Wisconsin's photo ID law could soon make headlines. Next week, the U.S. Supreme Court is supposed to decide whether it will rule on the law's constitutionality or drop the case. The law requires people to show a valid photo ID in order to vote, but the requirement remains on hold. As WUWM reports, legal challenges to the law began shortly after the state approved it 4 years ago. It's been on a roller coaster ride ever since. The ride began in spring of 2011 when Republican leaders approved tougher voter rules for Wisconsin. One was the requirement that people present government-issued photo identification at the polls.
The integrity of each and every vote cast here in the state of Wisconsin is imperative.
That was Governor Walker as he signed voter ID into law. He said it would deter people from impersonating others at the polls.
To me, something as important as a vote is important in whether it's one case, 100 cases, or 100,000 cases, making sure we have legislation that protects the integrity for an open, fair, and honest election.
Opponents fought photo ID, insisting that voter fraud was rare. On the day the state Senate approved the bill, Democrat Lena Taylor argued that it would discourage certain people from voting, those without a driver's license or state ID.
Today, the GOP is going to do everything it can to manipulate and predetermine the results of elections.
The law took effect for the 2012 spring primary. Beforehand, state elections officials began running public service announcements reminding people to take IDs to the polls.
My wallet.
Purse.
In my backpack.
It doesn't matter how your photo ID gets there, just be sure to bring it.
Within weeks, the fate of photo ID took an abrupt turn. Judges blocked the requirement because lawsuits were filed against it. Over the next few years, state and federal courts upheld the law. So last September, a federal appeals court reinstated photo ID. The decision came just 8 weeks before the November election, so elections officials scrambled to inform voters and prepare poll workers. Milwaukee's election commissioner Neil Albrecht planned extra training.
Obviously, in an ideal world, you never want to implement such a significant change in election procedures on the eve of what is projected to be a very high turnout election.
At the same time, some people without the proper identification began visiting DMV offices to apply for a state-issued photo ID card.
Now serving I-805 at counter number...
94-year-old Bernice Jones of Milwaukee hoped hers would arrive in time for the election.
I don't miss no vote.
In the end, voters like Jones and election workers got a reprieve. The U.S. Supreme Court blocked the photo ID mandate because the November vote was quickly approaching. Kevin Kennedy says the block remains in effect heading into next month's spring election. Kennedy is head of the State Government Accountability Board.
You are not required to show photo ID in order to get a ballot.
What's next is the question of whether the nation's high court will consider the constitutionality of Wisconsin's law. The announcement could come next week. If the justices decline to hear the case, then Wisconsin's photo ID law would take effect. It's not clear whether immediately or after the April 7th election. Either way, elections officials here would certainly relaunch the public service campaigns they've put back on the shelf twice. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.